What to look for in a real presidential candidate? Greatness, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. A leader must have a complete understanding of our world. For example, being tough on crime is indeed a sound idea, but doing it badly also indicates a misunderstanding of the human condition. Before being tough on crime by increasing punishment, we have to prevent people from being fractured by poverty, both of mind and wallet. This means education must be made more effective. It is not very effective right now. By using computers, we can ensure a personal experience, and by adding artificial intelligence such as we have today, we can make a perfect educational experience. As to the poverty of wallet, all the debit cards must be prevented by law from ever falling below $100. If balance is less than $100, then it will reset back to $100 at midnight. This is an important part of a well-thought-out mechanism. Here, we slow a person down to withdrawing only $100 per day, meaning that they can only withdraw a maximum of $3.5 million in a lifetime. This is also the price of doing business with money, of blindly bailing out banks, and having a street named Wall. The $100 is indexed to inflation. It will always allow for more than enough money. The system of debit cards is already in place. It's an easy software change to institute, and it will only take a couple years. This isn't just about having money. Above all, this is about human dignity. But also, it is designed to keep politicians honest. Many false leaders will come and sooner than later figure out that putting us into poverty on purpose, an artificial kind of poverty, and then keeping our education ineffective is an amazing and very simple way to keep the economy going without them doing anything other than making a whole bunch of money for themselves in often questionable ways. The poor on purpose idea is also sometimes referred to as wage slavery. Such kind of slavery is, in fact, defeated before it occurs. You can't use poverty to control people if the people are not poor. For those of you who are worried about everyone buying drugs or candy, please understand that keeping a nation poor just to keep drugs away from their users is a very stupid and embarrassing idea. Drug users need help. They need therapy, love, understanding, and they need a way out of poverty and towards healing. And yes, especially in this case, making education effective does go a long way to prevent people from fracturing. For one, effective education is class. It makes a person classy, beautiful, more dignified and restrained. Effective education combined with the end of poverty will prevent most people from seeking to self-medicate. Now take a step back and look how tough on crime this idea is. Who is going to rob a gas station where if they wait until after midnight, they get another $100? And how could an educated individual be pushed to commit the crimes that fill prisons if they have a fine education that brings them class and they simply cannot be poor? Eventually, the end of poverty would be written into the Constitution, making it an inalienable right to have more money than needed. This is just one example out of some 50 campaign promises that a true, authentic, and wise leader would make come true. But elimination of poverty of mind is probably one of the most powerful and profound changes. The first one is always the biggest one, it seems. The countless many narrated books and great student exchange programs that schools become teach the children that knowledge is not power, because power is for fools. Knowledge is a way towards wisdom and the resulting call to greatness. You too, my reader or listener, are tasked with growing all the way up until you become a great being who leaves a profound legacy for humankind. I ask you to visit all the libraries you can find and seek out all the adventure and science popularizers audiobooks that have thus far been denied to you, and set off to thru-hike the beautiful Appalachian Trail in search for peace and enlightenment.